This is the Better Than Before Betrayal podcast, episode number 71. Thought. It's been quite a week. Have you or someone you know experienced betrayal from a husband's pornography use, sexually compulsive behaviors, or other forms of infidelity? Hi, I'm Ruthie. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a life coach certified through the Life Coach School. In this podcast, I will share my experience of growth and healing as I have learned tools and concepts to help me take responsibility for my own happiness, find peace, confidence, and become a stronger version of myself. Come with me and let me show you how to have a life that is better than before betrayal. Hi there. This is going to be a super short message today. It's been quite a week. It is a thought. That is my thought, and I'm sticking with it. There have been many circumstances, many thoughts to manage, and many feelings to feel. I want to share with you just briefly. There was the 7-year anniversary of my discovery of my husband's affair. Remember in my D-Day episode, I offered the suggestion of reinventing the day, intentionally doing something that did not focus on the D-Day of the past. My husband planned a day trip to a national park, a 3-hour drive from our home. We went to check out a campsite that my family has reserved for a camp out in July. My husband proposed that we do this on this day. There was no mention of the significance of the date selected. There was no mention on the day of what date it was. We listened. I re-listened to a great book on our drive. The book is The Gap and the Gain by Diane Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. Appropriately, it is about measuring backwards to see how far you have come from where you once were, among other things. Interestingly, they touch on many topics that I had already planned to record episodes on. And this is the first year my husband hasn't given me a card on this date. Again, there was no conversation about it. I may need to do this, and you'll learn why I didn't. I have lots of thoughts and feelings about it. On March 16th, Saturday, I talked on the phone with my mom. A pleasant conversation, like countless other conversations. She was very tired. She was up and she was doing pretty fine, pretty well. Later that Saturday, one of our daughters shared some heartbreaking news. I am not at liberty to share it. Suffice it to say, it was a circumstance that I had many thoughts about that created the feeling of deep heartbreak. On Sunday night, I called my mom to schedule another visit. She lives 4 hours away with my sister and her husband. We had been down to visit in February. We wanted to make another visit in May. My mom did not answer her phone, so I called my sister. My sister told me that it had been a rough day. Mom had woken up confused and in great pain. Just for reference, my mom fell and fractured her nose about a month ago. She said her pain level was a 2, and she took a couple Tylenol to manage the pain. Sunday, her pain level was an 8 in her neck and back. My mom has been on hospice since January. She had thyroid cancer that had spread to her lungs. She had it for several years. She had no pain or real symptoms of the disease. She just recently, January, she started to be on oxygen at night to help her oxygen saturation when she slept, but really no other signs and symptoms. She has lived a slow but active life with her cancer. A hospice nurse came on Sunday night. She said that this was the progression of the disease. One of my brothers drove down Sunday night to help my sister with my mom. All of my siblings, except one, drove down on Monday to spend the day with mom. She was mostly not conscious. We had many sweet experiences that told us that she was aware that we were there. Sweet and tender mercies. My sweet, beautiful, loving mom passed away in her sleep on Tuesday morning. On Wednesday, my daughter and her family came for a highly anticipated spring break visit. I was able to get home before they arrived. Sorry. And on Wednesday evening, another daughter had her first baby. I am writing a talk for my mom's funeral and acknowledging the many thoughtful messages and gifts flowing in from friends and family, managing my phone's constant messages. I usually have it on silent, but because of family discussion concerning my mom's funeral arrangements, the ringer is on. Spending time with my grandkids that are visiting. Experience some FOMO. Fear of missing out as my attention is spread thin. I'm enjoying spending time with my newest grandbaby. I'm committed to not missing a week of releasing a podcast episode. I had a different topic planned to talk about this week. Haven't spent much time thinking about that one, and I feel impressed to share this. It has been quite a week. Lots of circumstances, lots of thoughts, and lots of feelings. I've had lots of opportunities to use my skills, for sure, and I will continue to have more opportunities to use these skills throughout the week. The Monday morning, March 25th, is the due date of that baby that was born last week. It's the day of my mom's funeral that I was speaking at. It's the day this podcast will drop. I am grateful that I have learned these skills of self-coaching. It has been quite a week. It is a thought. It is my thought, and I'm sticking with it. I think it serves me. I want to share with you and express to you my gratitude for the peace the Savior brings. I have felt indescribable peace and love and a surety that I will be with my mother again. I know that our Savior's promises are sure. I am so grateful for my knowledge and understanding of the plan of salvation, the plan of happiness. My mom is with her husband, who died 3 years ago, with her son, who died decades ago. I am grateful for the blessings the gospel brings
to me in this life and the blessings to come throughout eternity. This understanding, the growth I have experienced throughout my lifetime, this is all making my life better than before betrayal, and even through the hard. Life is beautiful. It gets better and better. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for joining me. I hope that what I have shared today is helpful and hope-filled for you. If you know someone that would find this podcast helpful, please share it. If you have questions about this or any topic that you'd like to understand more deeply, to help you take responsibility for your own happiness, to find growth and healing from what you have experienced, please go to betterthanbeforebetrayal.com and schedule a time to chat with me. I'd love to answer questions for you. See you soon.